relief appearance with a save. 17 in the third innings. 5 runs, 4 earned on 12 hits, 22 strikeouts, 8 walks, 2 homers. Opponents hitting 197 against John Armstrong. In the Southeastern Conference, 0-1 with a 3.18 ERA. This will be his 5th relief appearance. 5 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned on 7 hits, 10 strikeouts, 5 walks. He's given up a homer, and opponents are hitting 304. SEC opponents are hitting 304 against Armstrong. Yeoman's work by Carson Myers tonight. 3 2/3 innings, no runs, 3.
He uses every bit of that 6'7" frame in his delivery, and I think that's why his stuff gets to the plate so fast, because he has the extension and he's releasing the ball so close to the plate. But it's really only the fastball that he's been able to throw for strikes. I mean, we've seen a couple of nice curveballs. The slider has not been in the zone. Even without his best stuff, it's still been a pretty decent start. 1-0 pitch. Baker swings and misses. It's a fastball at 95. Schnell on first, the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Stands nearly full tonight at Chuckers Ballpark. Done a nice job on opening night in 2024. Really cool to see. The 1-2 pitch. Baker drives that down the right field line. It's tailing and foul. Snell with a modest lead off of first, maybe 3 paces off the bag. The 1-2, slider gets away. Here goes Schnell for second, and he'll get there standing. Second time a wild pitch has worked out for the Biscuits. Williams scored on a wild pitch back in the third. And Mizorowski is pointing to his hand now as he has the training staff head out towards the mound. So this is interesting. Here comes the trainer, Andrew Stalling. And he's looking at the right hand of Jacob Mizorowski, the top pitching prospect in the Brewers organization. Our home plate umpire is out there as well, Joe McCarthy, the infield there. And Mizorowski will stay out there after a quick peek by Arolt and Stalling. It seemed that Mizorowski is okay, and that's a great sign. That was a little bit of a scary moment for Mizorowski. This is a guy that you want to see rocket through the system this year. You do not want to see him hampered with injury. So much fun to watch him pitch. 2-2 pitch due for Baker. Back to the stretch and the pitch outside, a slider, full count. So I'm not sure what was bothering Mizorowski. Now goes to the rosin bag with his right hand. Schnell in scoring position, one out in the top of the fifth. 2-0 Biscuits. And the payoff pitch is a slider outside to walk Baker. Back-to-back walks. Two on now for Montgomery. There is activity in the Shuckers bullpen. And this may do it for Mizorowski. Here comes Arolt with a slow walk out to the mound. And I think he's going to make a change here. Looks like it. So this call to the bullpen is brought to you by Southern Orthopedic Surgeons. Give them a call at 334-613-3333. 9000 or visit sos-ortho.com. Southern Orthopedic Surgeons, when you're hurt, we'll get you back in the game. We'll be back in a moment.
When you're shopping for a new car,
biscuits, couple of walks, Chase Mizorowski out of the game as Williams fouls that pitch off. Merkel played his college ball at Central Methodist University. Williams calls for time, works his way back in. So it's two runners on, one out in this top of the fifth. Biscuits ahead 2-0. Mizorowski 4 1/3. His third walk and second in a row chased him away. Williams fouls one off, and it skips off both feet of our home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. Settles by his right foot. He tosses it back to the dugout. Schnell's the base runner on second. Baker's on first. Fastball and a big knuckle curve from Merkel. 0-2 pitch, runners going. Williams grounds this towards third. It sneaks past Wilkin into left field. One run is scored. Here comes Baker around third. The throw to the plate is not in time. Williams is over at second, and it's 4-0 Biscuits. Wilkin was heading towards third with both runners going, and he slipped as he tried to go to his left to get the grounder from Williams. And it pushes through and brings it two runs. So Williams has brought in a couple. I'll wait to see how it's scored. I assume this is a two-run single. Bob Seymour up now, fouling the first pitch away. And it will be a double to Carson Williams. His second double of the game. It brings in two runs. Those will both be charged to Mizorowski, who's officially given up 4 4 1/3, as the pitch to Seymour misses and it escapes to the backstop. Williams is over to third. So a chance to add on to this 4-0 lead. Carson Williams with a pair of doubles in his 2024 debut. Seymour waiting for the 1-1. Now he hammers it out to left. Campbell backing up all the way at the wall, crashing into the wall as he makes the catch. And Williams will tag easily for the fifth run of the game. 5-0. Biscuits on top here in the fifth. Second RBI for Seymour. This time a sack fly out to left. It's the second out of the inning. Up comes Kenny Piper, who was hit by a pitch in the first, struck out in the third. Nobody on. The pitch to Piper is a big knuckle curve for a strike. Five nothing Biscuits in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. That's off the glove of Clark to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Three runs in this inning, and two in the third inning have the Biscuits with a nice lead here. 1-1 offering to Piper. It's a breaking ball low. Next pitch. This is again 3-1. Piper waiting for the 3-1. Here it is. He smashes one out to right. Ballpark will hold it, though. Sparks to his right. And he's got it for the third out. Three more for the Biscuits. They cash in on a couple walks. Carson Williams hits a two-run double. Nice lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home in the first game of the 2024 season at Chuckers Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth in a moment.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Our locally owned ACE stores are committed to helping our neighbors and our communities. And because we're in the neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in-store or online for whatever your home or yard needs. Choose from top brands like Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, and Benjamin Moore. Then pick up in-store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your home. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know how to help. See acehardware.com for details.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Capital City Ace Hardware of Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Come on, now listen to me.
You're listening to Biscuits Baseball, brought to you by ASE Credit Union. Take the game on the go with a Sports Radio 740 app. Sports Radio 740.
This is all the Biscuits have needed to bring across five runs as they lead it by a score of 5-0. We move to the bottom of the fifth. Jack Sadegan with you. Thank you so much for joining us for 2024 opening night here on the Biscuits Radio Network. Xavier Warren leading things off as Logan Workman starts his fifth inning with a ball outside to the switch hitter Warren, who's batting from the left side against right-handed hurler. Workman with his big leg kick, and the 1-0. Misses low, skips past the plate. Warren flew out to right his first time up. Carson Williams has two doubles in the 2024 opener, including a two-run double in the top of the inning, part of that three-run fifth. Two runs for the Biscuits in the third. Fastball is too high, 3-0 to Warren. Next pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. And a 3-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen behind home plate. Full count. Payoff pitch from Workman. A swing and a miss for strike three. Logan Workman has retired 8 in a row. That's his fourth strikeout. 4 1/3 scoreless. 5-0 Biscuits. Here's Lamar Sparks, who singled in the second. One of three Shucker hits. Amazing that the Biscuits were just three hits of five runs. They have three walks and a hit batter to help. Breaking ball misses upstairs. 1-0 to Sparks. Next pitch, fastball. There's a strike on the outer edge. Fastball in the fifth inning of work for Workman is at 94. That's a great sign. His next pitch up and in. Pitch count for Workman is 64, so he's been relatively efficient. Here's a liner out to right. Schnell tracking to his right, and he's got it for the second out. 9 in a row retired for Workman. He's feeling it right now. And now we'll have the bottom of the order in Noah Campbell. 2 outs, nobody on, bottom of the 5th. 5-0 Montgomery. Campbell grounded out to Seymour over at first in the second inning. His only plate appearance so far. And the first pitch to him is a fastball that swung on and missed. Next offering, fastball again. This time it's outside. Workman wants a new baseball. Pull side shift on the infield for Campbell, who's batting from the left side. Him and Warren are the two switch hitters in the order. 1-1 pitch. A little bit too high. So despite the big crowd tonight, they have not had much to cheer about here at Shuckers Ballpark. 2-1 pitch. That's a strike. Low inside corner. Workman trying to sit down his 10th in a row. The pitch. Foul back. Next pitch, breaking ball, up and in. It's a full count to Campbell. And now he will walk as Workman, for the first time, issues a free pass. That will break his streak of 9 in a row retired. And it passes the bat to the top of the order with Eric Brown Jr. Here comes Steve Merriman, the pitching coach for Montgomery, out to the mound. His second year with this Double-A club. Workman has been fantastic. I have no complaints about what I've seen. Trying to get through 5 here. Some activity for the Biscuits in the pen. But you'd love to see Workman have a chance for the win. And to get through 5 innings here. McCarthy coming to break this meeting up. Now Workman's gotten Eric Brown Jr. both times. A strikeout and a flyout. 5-0 Biscuits, bottom of the 5th. A walk to Campbell just put on a base runner and extended the inning. Biscuits had 2 runs in the 3rd, 3 more in the 5th. Carson Williams, a pair of doubles already. First pitch to Eric Brown Jr. is in there for a strike. Top of the zone, 93 on a heater. Eric Brown Jr., the 27th overall pick in 2019 from Coastal Carolina. Highest draft pick in school history. 0-1 pitch. Missed outside with a fastball. It's cool for me to watch him and Brock Wilkin, because I saw both of them in the Cape Cod League when I was there in 2021. I was a broadcaster. They were both players. Eric Brown was an all-star. The 1-1 has popped up right side. Seymour in front of the dugout. Does he have room? He does not. It lands on top of the dugout. Brock Wilkin in the Cape Cod League in 2021 was the league MVP. And he was a horse. I mean, he just hit everything out of the ballpark. Of course, he did that at Wake Forest a bunch, too. Campbell on first, 2 down in the bottom of the 5th. 5-0 Biscuits. Eric Brown Jr. waiting for the 1-2. Here it is. It is roped into left, sliding with the grab is Hernandez. Heriberto Hernandez with a nice piece of defense out and left. And he's got Workman through five scoreless. Tip of the cap to Logan Workman if that's all he has tonight. 5-0 Montgomery. On to the sixth in this 2024 opening night.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
All about the butter and blue. Biscuits Baseball on Montgomery's sports leader. Sports Radio 740.
Another pitcher on for Biloxi, their third of the evening. It's Adam Seminaris, the left-hander, who will take over for Nick Merkel, who got the last two outs in the fifth. It's 5-0 Biscuits, by the way. Jackson Egan with you. We start the sixth with Keegan Murray and Vasquez up against the first lefty arm we've seen from the Shuckers. Seminaris battled some injuries last year, just 16 starts. As his first pitch to Keegan is outside for ball one. For Seminaris, he started his career in the Angels organization, played for Rocket City. Swing and a miss by Keegan, now a ball and a strike. He was traded in November of 2022 after the 2022 season. Swap of prospects between the Angels and the Brewers. Seminaris with the 1-1. Wave and a miss by Keegan. Two in the third for Montgomery, three in the fifth. Keegan leading off the sixth. The 1-2. Line drive, snagged out of the air. Brown Jr. with a heck of a grab. Oh my goodness. Rangy to his right, he leaped into the air. Pulled that in as he was falling to the ground. Oh my goodness, that was sweet from Eric Brown Jr. And all you can do if you're Dominic Keegan is tip your cap and head back to the dugout. Here's Tanner Murray, who's flown out a couple times. And the first pitch to him is roped up the middle, but it'll hang up for Rodriguez, who comes in for the catch. Two hard-hit balls, nothing to show for it to start the sixth for the Biscuits. Boy, what a play over at short by Brown Jr. It's a big reason why he's on the prospect list. Here's Willie Vasquez, the 22-year-old Dominican. Two outs, nobody on, 5-0 Biscuits, top of the sixth. Seminaris with his pitch. It's a curveball for a strike. Vasquez is 0-2 in this one. Remember I mentioned the Biscuits have just three hits, but five runs. Been aided by some walks and timely hitting as a breaking ball misses upstairs, 1-1. Next pitch. Big swing and a miss. Vasquez nearly tossed his bat into the dugout. He barely hung onto it with his left hand on that huge cut. Seminaris goes again. And Vasquez fouls it away over the right side. Into the sweet level. Well, it is officially nighttime here in Biloxi. It's been nighttime for a little bit. That pitch outside, 2-2. Lights are on. Casinos are lit up down the strip. The Beau Rivage standing tall in right center field. The Beau Rivage is actually the tallest building in Mississippi. I can't remember how many stories, maybe like 40. Vasquez lifts one foul over the right side again. You can see the Hard Rock Casino guitar out in left center. Popular tourist spot, these casinos here. 2-2 pitch. Vasquez again fouls one off, this time to the backstop. Two outs, nobody on. 2-2 pitch. Is low and in. Vasquez trying to get aboard here. Keep the sixth inning rolling. The payoff is in the dirt, and Vasquez will walk with two outs here in the sixth. Fifth time a Biscuit's gotten a free pass tonight. And Heriberto Hernandez, who struck out a couple times, will get a crack at things here in the sixth. Montgomery ahead 5-0 already. First pitch to Hernandez. Check swing. And he misses. Late run over to second for Vasquez. Throw down, and he's tagged out. He thought the pitch got away. It did not. And Vasquez, with a very late jump, is thrown out by Clark. Still made it a good effort over to second, but he's tagged out on the chest. So it does end up being a 1-2-3 inning despite the walk. Seminaris with a clean frame. 5-0 Biscuits, bottom of the sixth after this.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the party. This is most so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked. It's our party vibe. She's crushing up things so our cheeks feel fine. So worth it. Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultrasoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected and help you make the most of your tax refund. When you switch to Boost, you get 4 lines for $100 plus 4 free 5G smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy A15 5G or the Moto G Stylus 5G. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G network so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store for 4 lines and 4 phones for $100. New customers only. Requires ID verification. Select markets only. Other restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Your home for Biscuits baseball all season. Brought to you by ASE Credit Union. This is Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
All right, 5-0 Biscuits as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Logan Workman is done for the night. 5 shutout innings for the righty. Just 3 hits and a walk and 4 strikeouts. He's in line for the win. Biscuits ahead 5-0 as Antonio Jimenez goes to work, the 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. The left-hander pumps in a fastball to Carlos Rodriguez, and we're underway in the bottom of the sixth. 91 on the fastball from Jimenez. 1-0 pitch now is popped up and out of play. Jimenez brings his next. He wants to work quickly. Ground ball pass to diving Vasquez down the third baseline. It's a base hit for Rodriguez, his first hit of the season. And the Southern League's third best hitter for average last year as his first hit in 2024. So it's a leadoff single in the bottom of the sixth. And Wilkin, who is 1-for-2 with a base hit his first time up in the first inning, is at the plate. Really cool moment in between innings. Fastball misses high and outside to Wilkin, 1-0. They do a salute to service where any service member stands up in the stands. And Kenny Piper is catching for Montgomery tonight. 1-0 pitch here. Cut on and missed. He took off his catching helmet, his batting helmet, and reached it up in the air in support of the military members in the stands. He turned around behind home plate and acknowledged them. He has a military background in his family, background with the U.S. Marine Corps. That was a really cool moment. Wilkins skies one out to right. Ballpark will hold it. Schnell near the warning track with the catch for the out. First out here in the bottom of the sixth, Rodriguez retreating to first. And now Wes Clark, the catcher, will come up. Clark 0-for-2 in this one, a strikeout and a ground out. 5-0 Montgomery. Looking for an opening night win. First pitch from Jimenez. Another sky ball, this time for center. Baker drifting back. He's got it for the second out. So two outs now for Ethan Murray, the second baseman, who is 1-for-2. Rodriguez on first. He's got a little bit of speed over there. First pitch from Jimenez. Fastball is driven into the gap in left center. It's down in front of Hernandez for a hit. Rodriguez tears around second, heading for third. The throw, the tag, not in time. Murray scurries over to second as well, and it's two in scoring position for Biloxi in this crowd. Has come to life for the first time tonight. And it'll pass the bat to Ernesto Martinez Jr. Now Rodriguez on third, Murray on second. See if they give him a double for that. Lefty on lefty here. The crowd trying to get into it. As Jimenez delivers, and a fastball misses inside. Biloxi has out-hit Montgomery 5-3, but it's still a 5-0 lead for the Biscuits. Timely hitting after some free passes is the reason for that. That pitch, knocked back foul. It's a single for Murray. He advances to second on the throw. So after Workman's 5 scoreless innings, Jimenez in some trouble here in the sixth. Runners on second and third with 2 outs, the 1-1. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. 2 runs will score. Martinez has put Biloxi on the board with a 2-run single. Five to two ball game. The Biscuits still in front. But it's three base hits in the sixth for the Shuckers to get their first runs of the season. And that will bring up Xavier Warren. We'll bat from the right side for the first time tonight. Switch hitter against the lefty, Jimenez. Jimenez delivers a fastball for a strike. Jimenez split some time between Montgomery and Bowling Green last year. Came up on June 3rd to AA. 2.83 ERA and 25 AA appearances last year. So he's a great pitcher at this level. Not the debut he was hoping for. As Warren waves and misses at that pitch and falls behind 0-2. See if he can limit the damage to two here, though, and get us out of the sixth. Martinez Jr. on first. 5-2 Biscuits lead. O-2 pitch. Pop up on the infield. Now out to the outfield and center. Murray backing up. He falls to the ground but makes the catch for the third out. So Jimenez is out of the inning, but three base hits, including a two-run single for Martinez Jr., has the Shuckers on the board. It's 5-2. We played six innings here at Shuckers Ballpark in the 2024 season opener.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Listen to Biscuits Baseball anywhere with the Sports Radio 740 app or sportsradio740.com.
Well, the Shuckers scratched across a couple in the sixth, but it's still 5-2 Biscuits as we head to the seventh in our 2024 season opener. Jack Sadegan with you. Michael Killer Kelly back producing for us on Sports Radio 740. Thank you for tuning into the Biscuits Radio Network tonight. So excited to have you along for the ride. And 2024, marking 20 years of Biscuits at Riverwalk Stadium. Hernandez, Schnell, and Baker, the 8-9-1 hitters, will come up against Seminaris, who tossed a scoreless sixth. He's the third pitcher tonight for the Shuckers, and the lefty will go into his windup and miss downstairs to Hernandez for ball one to start us off in the seventh. So despite just three hits, five runs for Montgomery, six hits for the Shuckers, and a couple runs. The 1-0, Hernandez waves and misses. Seminaris brings his 1-1. It's low and inside. Hernandez has worked some counts, but he's struck out twice. When he was up in the sixth, Vasquez was thrown out at second to end the inning. So he gets a chance to start the at-bat over in the seventh. 2-1 pitch. That is off the barrel foul as Hernandez tried to lean out of the way. 2-2 now. Here's the next. Hot shot grounder. Fair down the third baseline. That will roll all the way into the corner. Hernandez chug it for second. And he's in standing. Heriberto Hernandez with the leadoff double in the seventh. Just inside the third base bag on a hard hit ground ball. And so right after the Shuckers pull two back in the sixth, let's see if the Biscuits can extend that lead again. We're at the bottom of the order with Nick Schnell now. Nice first knock of the year for Hernandez and the third double of the night for Montgomery. The other two belong to Carson Williams. First pitch to Nick Schnell is a breaking ball that he taps foul off the screen of the Biloxi dugout on the first base side. A strikeout and a walk for Schnell after walking in the fifth he scored. A one pitch. Grounded foul down the first baseline. A lot of people may be wondering about Nick Schnell, you know, 32nd overall pick in 2018. Why is he in Double A for the first time? Now, he hasn't put up the best numbers so far in his minor league career, but this is a guy that's battled a lot of injuries. I mean, he had to deal with COVID. He battled injuries throughout 2021 and 2022. 0-2 pitch coming from Seminaris. Misses low and away. Clark struggling to find it. Hernandez heads for third, and he'll get there without a throw. That was not far away from Clark. It was just to his left, but he did not know where it was. And that allowed Hernandez to advance. So he's 90 feet away. Infield coming up to the edge of the grass for Biloxi. Still nobody out in the top of the seventh. 5-2 Biscuits. Now the pitch to Schnell is tap straight back foul. But to finish on Schnell, he was healthy last year and showed off some power, 16 homers, 18 doubles, was just a .227 hitter. But his second year in a row healthy, really excited to see what he can do. And this is a big year for him. 1-2 pitch. Popped up into foul territory on the third base side. Wilkin heading over towards the bullpen for Montgomery, and he's got it. That's the first out in the seventh. So up comes Drew Baker. We're back to the top of the order for the fourth time. Baker has drawn a couple of walks tonight. Hernandez waiting patiently with the leadoff third. It's 5-2 Montgomery here in the seventh. Infield still up for this first pitch to Baker. And it's up and away for ball one. Seminaris with the 1-0. The lefty misses inside. Two balls, no strikes to Baker. The pitch. Fouls it straight back. Williams waiting on deck. He's doubled twice tonight. Five to two Biscuits. We're in the seventh. Looking for an opening night win. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short pass to diving Brown. Hernandez will score, and Baker knocks one in. It's 6-2 Montgomery. The infield was up on the grass. That might have been an out if Brown was playing back, but he wasn't. And the first hit of the season for Baker knocks in a run and gets it back out to a four-run lead. Great piece of hitting, knowing contact on the infield is a good thing and will probably lead to something, and it does there. Now Carson Williams comes up. The 20-year-old has a lot of eyes on him this year, and this performance tonight will probably add a few more. A couple of doubles, and Baker's caught in a run down. Throw over to first, now to second. The throw's off Baker's back. And he was sliding into the bag as the throw went off his back. The umpire's saying he did not get in the way of the throw, and he's got second base. So caught in a rundown, but Baker did what you're supposed to do when you're caught in a rundown. Run as hard as you can for the next base, and he's able to get in there safely. And is in scoring position for Williams. Carson had a two-run double a couple of innings ago. Biscuits with two in the third, three in the fifth, one here in the seventh. And now Baker, with all of his speed, is in scoring position. First pitch to Williams. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 89 on that pitch. A one offering. Fastball again and a strike again. This time inner edge. No balls, two strikes. Pitch coming. Misses inside. For Williams, a lot of eyes on his bat this year. Can he keep his numbers up as he gets to the higher levels? His defense has spoken for itself so far. 2022 Minor League Gold Glove. And a big reason why he's a top 20 prospect right now. Call for time late, and it's granted to Williams. Jose Caballero is a shortstop at Tampa Bay, and he's done a great job, but a lot of people view Carson Williams as potentially the shortstop in a year or two for the Rays. 1-2 pitch, low and inside. And you look back to when Williams was drafted, a lot of guys wanted him to be a pitcher, but the Rays said, hey, we'll make you a positional guy. We'll make you an everyday player. Baker on second. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. Williams has battled back for a full count. Biscuits trying to add on to their 6-2 lead in the seventh. The Rays said, we'll make you an everyday guy, and we'll give you a $2.3 million bonus to do it. Williams won a Carolina League title with Charleston in 2022, put up good numbers with Bowling Green last year, finished the season with Montgomery. Payoff pitch, and Williams will walk. So from 0-2 to four straight balls, and that'll put two on for the Biscuits with one out in the seventh. Five walks for this Biloxi pitching staff tonight. They paid for three of the first four. Big reason why Montgomery has six runs on five hits. Bob Seymour up now. Two RBI for him, a sack fly in the fifth, a RBI ground out in the third, and a base hit in the first. First pitch coming to Seymour. It is downstairs for ball one. And here comes Will Schuerholz for a meeting on the mound. Five straight balls from his left-hander, and he just wants a quick conversation. Well, if you missed what happened with the Rays earlier today, it was a heck of a comeback for Tampa Bay. They were down big entering the ninth inning in Colorado. They come back with five runs in the top of the inning, but then guess what? The Rockies score four in the bottom of the inning. and take that game 10-7. It's a 3-5 start for the Major League Club Tampa Bay Rays in 2024. And they will be back in action tomorrow night in Colorado against the Rockies. Meeting broken up by Joe McCarthy. He's back behind the plate. Two on with one out in the seventh. 6-2 Montgomery. Bob Seymour with a 1-0 count. Left on left here. Seminaris, the pitch. Swinging a foul tip to the backstop. This is a great Montgomery roster this year. 20 guys with double-A experience. That's out of 28 guys on the opening day roster. Tons of versatile position players, guys that have experience at this level. Mix of young prospects and guys with minor league experience as Seymour fouls that off his leg. Both runners were off on the pitch. They'll have to head back. That hit and run worked earlier when Williams grounded one to third and Wilkin was caught out of position trying to cover the third base bag. Knocked in two runs. An organization that loves to run. They emphasize base running, situational hitting. One ball, two strikes on Seymour. Seminaris looks towards first. His pitch now. Yeah, it's a wave and a miss. Slider fades away from the bat of Seymour. And the first strikeout for Seminaris puts two outs on the board here in the seventh. Biscuits already have a run in the inning. They've got a 6-2 lead, trying to add on. Here's Kenny Piper, who was 0-2. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Seminaris from the left side. His pitch. That's a one-hopper for short. It's past Brown Jr. to left. Baker tears around third. He will score. The throw to third. Not in time to get Williams. And it's 7-2 Montgomery. Kenny Piper drives in a run with his first hit of the season. Seven runs in seven innings for the Biscuits. Great start to the year for this offense. The throw came into third, and Brown Jr. snagged it ahead of Wilkin. It was actually on the bag, so Williams was able to slide in safely there. Here's Dominic Keegan, who hit a ball hard that Eric Brown snatched out of the air over at short. First pitch was upstairs to Keegan. It's a base hit for Piper. Over to second on the throw to third. So two in scoring position. A run here would mean the biggest lead of the game. Pitch low and in, and it's 2-0 to Keegan. Seminaris is next. This is inside. So Williams is on third. Piper's on second. Already gotten back the two that the Shuckers put on the board in the bottom of the sixth. 3-0 pitch. Keegan will take a high fastball for a strike. Three-one coming, on the way, and it's a fastball for a strike, full count. Big payoff pitch coming. First base is open. Here's the pitch, and it's knocked back to the screen. Keegan 0 for 3 tonight. He's due a hit after that line shot in the last inning. Another payoff. It's downstairs, and Keegan will walk to load the bases. So the Biscuits aren't done yet here in the seventh. Arault heading to the mound, and he might be making a pitching change. He will. Points to the pen. Bases loaded, 7-2 Biscuits here in the seventh. Step aside. New pitcher when we come back.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OIL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OIL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OIL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code OIL25.
Montgomery Biscuits Baseball is brought to you by ASE Credit Union on Montgomery's Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Change for Biloxi. They're looking for answers. The bases are loaded here in the top of the seventh. Jackson Egan with you. Thanks for joining us on the Biscuits Radio Network for the 2024 season opener. Nice 7-2 lead for this club. Tanner Murray coming up with the bases loaded and two outs. Big spot for the Biscuits second baseman. I'll take his first hit of the season here. And the first pitch swinging and missing for Tanner Murray. The new pitcher for the Shuckers is right-hander. A one pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Pardon me, was getting the number for a second. It's Sam Carlson, the 25-year-old from Savage, Minnesota. Picked up as a free agent this offseason. Was with Boston's organization last year. Six-foot-four righty. Misses low and outside with a slider. Clark blocks it up nicely. Moved to the bullpen for the first time in his career last year. Bounced around to a few orgs in his career. Boston. Oakland. 1-2 pitch. Popped up and out of play over the right side. And he's in a big spot here in the seventh. Base is loaded for the Biscuits. The 1-2. Swing and a miss by Murray, and that will end the inning. Montgomery does get two across on three hits. They leave them loaded, and they'll head to the bottom of the seventh with a 7-2 lead. We stretch here at Chuckers Ballpark in Biloxi.
United for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new smart financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Let's get back to the ballpark. Biscuits Baseball on Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
Biscuits are feeling good right now as we head to the bottom of the seventh. They're looking for an opening night win, a 7-2 lead over Biloxi as a new pitcher comes out for Montgomery. It's right-hander Nelson Alvarez, the 25-year-old from Miami, Florida. Spent a lot of time in Montgomery last year, 34 appearances in AA, 3.59 earned run average for the former South Florida pitcher. Montgomery got two in the top of the inning, answering back to the two Biloxi score in the bottom of the sixth. Lamar Sparks will lead off the bottom of the seventh as Alvarez pumps in a fastball. It's hit past his glove over to Murray, who gloves it and throws to the bag for the out. So one down on one pitch for Alvarez in the bottom of the seventh. He replaces Jimenez, who gave up two runs in the sixth. Logan Workman pitched five scoreless in the first opening day start of his career. Noah Campbell up now. First pitch to him is lined down the left field line, but it's foul. Just maybe 6 inches foul. He was late on the pitch, but was able to sting it down the line. But now he'll have to slowly walk back to that lefty batter's box. Six hits for each of these two clubs tonight, but Biloxi has walked seven. Montgomery's walked just one. That's a big difference tonight. One out, nobody on, bottom of the seventh. Five-run lead for Montgomery. A one pitch coming. It's outside. It's been fun to watch. Ton of fans come out to Shuckers Ballpark for opening night. The 1-1 is roped up the middle. It's caught on the run by Williams. Ranging behind the second base bag. He was shifted a little bit that way. And he makes a nice grab for the second out. Boy, he was quick on that reaction off the bat. Have yourself a night, Carson Williams. A pair of doubles and a couple balls that have come his way at short. He's handled them. Eric Brown Jr. up now. The leadoff man is 0-for-3. He takes a slider low and away for ball one. Seven to two lead for the Biscuits. Kicking off 2024, looking for a win. 1-0 pitch. Strike on a changeup. Now a breaking ball is in there for a strike. 1-2. Come on, First time in double-A ball for Eric Brown Jr. Had several injuries in his first pro season last year. Limited him a little bit. 63 games. Two outs, nobody on for the 1-2. Slider low and away. Now the 2-2. That's rope down the left field line. This one is fair, and it will roll into the corner. Eric Brown Jr. is headed for second, and he's there standing with a double. Two-out double in the bottom of the seventh. The first double-A knock for Eric Brown. So that will extend the inning. Biscuits still ahead by five as Carlos Rodriguez comes up. Alvarez looking for a scoreless seventh in his first appearance of the year. A lot of time in double-A for him last year. First pitch to Rodriguez popped up and over the press box to my left. I'll be interested to see how good this Biloxi club is this year. The Brewers have one of the best farm systems, but a lot of guys in AAA. Fastball outside, a ball and a strike. The biggest prospects here are probably Mizorowski, Wilkin, and Brown Jr. It's a pretty well-balanced system. A lot of pitchers, a lot of good positional guys. Luxie missed the postseason the last couple of years in the Southern League. The 1-1 is in there for a strike on a breaker. And a new time for the Shuckers. Mike Guerrero, who managed this team for seven seasons, now a roving instructor from Milwaukee, and Joe Arol comes in for his double-A managerial debut in what is his 16th season managing in the minors. He was with Carolina Mudcats in this organization the last couple of years. 1-2 pitch. Missed inside on a slider. 7-2 Biscuits, bottom of the seventh. They've actually been out hit tonight, 7-6. Doesn't matter. That's what happens when you walk seven guys if you're the Shuckers. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. That's strike three, and Alvarez is through the seventh scoreless. Eric Brown Jr. doubles, but he's left stranded on second. 7-2 Montgomery. On to the eighth inning we go here at Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi, Mississippi.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
You want to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Listen to Biscuits Baseball anywhere this season on the Sports Radio 740 app. Brought to you by ASE Credit Union. Sports Radio 740.
Nothing seems to satisfy me the way you do.
Willy Vasquez, the only hitter who did not come up in that two-run seventh for Montgomery, will lead things off in the eighth. It's a 7-2 advantage for your Montgomery Biscuits as we move on to the eighth inning. Jack Sedigan with you. Thank you so much for those that have tuned into the Biscuits Radio Network. So excited to take over as the voice of the Biscuits. Chris Adamswall did such a great job in the 7.5 years before me. First pitch from Sam Carlson, the righty, is a strike to Vasquez. And in a Biscuits booth that's had a long line of really, really talented broadcasters, excited to be a part of that group. Vasquez taps that one foul towards the Biscuits dugout, third base side. He's 0-for-2 tonight, walked in the sixth, then was thrown out at second when he tried to take the bag on a pitch they thought had gotten away from Clark. It hadn't. 0-2 pitch. Tapper again towards the Biscuit dugout. Another 0-2 from Carlson. Reaches above his head, delivers a pitch. Vasquez sends it out to left. Campbell to his right. And he's got it a few feet in front of the warning track for the out. First out here in the eighth. Biscuits ahead by 5 as Heriberto Hernandez comes up. He doubled on a hot shot grounder down the third baseline. And that seventh inning. Biscuits left him loaded in that inning. Could have really added on, but Carlson got a big strikeout of Tanner Murray after he was called out of the bullpen, and he got the Shuckers out of the inning. First pitch low to Hernandez for ball one. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pitch was in the dirt, but Hernandez chased it. Rarely chases pitches like that. The 1-1, check swing, and it's a called strike anyway. All time. 7-2 lead for the Biscuits. We're in the eighth. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and Hernandez has struck out for a third time tonight. Carlson's second K. Two outs with nobody on for the 9-hitter, Nick Schnell. Well, Schnell is 0-for-2, but he did walk and score in the fifth. See what the 24-year-old can do here, hitting from the left side against the righty Carlson. Above his head into the wind and the pitch. That is smoked in the air to right. And it's over the head of Sparks. Bouncing off the wall as Schnell coasts into second. And it's a two-out double for Nick Schnell. The fourth double of the night for the Biscuits. And Schnell has his first hit in Double A. Congratulations to Nick. He was all over that. That was a fastball that was right down the middle. And so it's back to the top of the order with Drew Baker, who's reached 3 times tonight, 2 walks and an RBI knock in the last inning. Biscuits ahead by 5. It's the most they've led by tonight. Here's a bouncer towards short. Brown Jr. takes on a weird hop off the lip of the infield and throws out Baker for the third out. 2 out double left stranded on second. Nick Schnell gets his first Double A hit. To the bottom of the eighth we go, 7-2 Biscuits.
Sports Radio 740 Basketball Bracket Challenge, presented by Bama Budweiser. Win a $1,000 travel voucher from Montgomery Regional Airport and a big screen TV. See how your bracket is stacking up against the competition at sportsradio740.com. Sponsored by Destin Connection Seafood Market, the freshest seafood direct from the Gulf. Montgomery Regional Airport. One convenience, fly MGM. Sports Radio 740 Basketball Bracket Challenge, presented by Bama Budweiser. Enjoy Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
This is Biscuits Baseball on Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
Biscuits will bring on their fourth new pitcher of the night. It's the left-hander Keyshawn Askew, 24-year-old from Powder Springs, Georgia. Some people remember him pitching for Montgomery last year, an organizational all-star. He was promoted to the Biscuits on August 7th last year and made 11 AA appearances. Askew has a sidearm slot that is difficult for hitters to get a read on. Fastball and a slider and a change out of that slot for Askew. He was just recently put on the prospect list, number 30 on that Rays list. So starting against Brock Wilkin, his first pitch is a hot shot grounder past Williams into left for a base hit. Wilkin's second hit of the night. 7-2 Biscuits. We're in the bottom of the eighth looking for an opening night win. Wilkin had put up some big numbers when he was promoted to Double A last year. Back to work with a couple of hits tonight. Alvarez had a scoreless seventh, worked around a two-out double. Wes Clark up now, and the first pitch to him is low. It's a balk, though, on Askew, and Wilkin will head over to second. So Askew has balked. I didn't quite catch what he did there, but he did not argue much. So Wilkin in scoring position. Clark 0 for 3 tonight, as now the first pitch to him is a changeup outside for ball one. Clark was the Southern League home run leader last year, 26 bombs, number 25 on the Brewers prospect list. The 1-0 pitch. Chopper towards third. Vasquez handles it on a high hop. Guns over to first for the out. A little bit of a hitch for Vasquez on the awkward hop, but you saw his cannon from third as he missiles one across the diamond. That was a sight to see from Vasquez. So there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth. Five-run lead for the Biscuits as Ethan Murray, who's 2-for-3 tonight, steps in. And the first pitch to him is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. 92 on that pitch. Wilkin in scoring position. Askew looks his way, now turns his attention to the plate. And misses in with a slider that actually grazes Murray. It hit him. And now Murray will head on over to first. So that puts two on. See if Askew can settle in here. Ernesto Martinez Jr. up now. He knocked in both runs for the Shuckers with a ground ball up the middle in the sixth. Biscuits have scored in three separate innings and have a 7-2 lead. Five outs away from win number one. on opening night. First pitch fastball, and Ernesto Martinez scoots out of the way. Stumbles into the other batter's box as he lost his balance. Call for time by Martinez Jr. Lefty on lefty here. The 1-0. Ground ball towards first. Seymour scoops. Thought about a throw to second. Now spins and flips to Askew. Covers the first base bag for the out. Runners advance into scoring position. So Seymour spinning, thought about a throw to second. He kind of stumbled on the spin. I think that affected his decision to go to first. So Wilkins at third, Murray's at second. Xavier Warren is at the plate. The Shuckers probably thinking for a comeback they would need a couple here in the eighth as that pitch hits Warren right in the back. Caught him square between the numbers. And Askew shaking his head, upset that he lost that one. He knew it right when he threw it. He's now hit two batters in the inning. So here comes Lamar Sparks, who is 1-for-3 tonight, his base hit in the second. It's a bases loaded situation. Montgomery ahead by 5, but you wouldn't like to see it get any closer heading to the ninth. First pitch fastball, and Sparks swings out of his shoes, but it's a balk. Askew balked for a second time this inning, and a run will come in. And he is clearly frustrated out there. Second time he's balked. Here comes Steve Merriman. And I think this is a great time to come out and just settle down as pitcher. That has brought in a run to make it 7-3. The Biscuits are still in front. But you do not want this to get close. I mean, these two runners in scoring position come in, and you're talking about a two-run ball game heading to the final inning. And you don't want to give this big home crowd life. A lot of frustration Merriman heading back to the dugout. Askew still with his head down on the mound right now. Now he wipes his forehead and shakes his head. Digs back in with his left foot into the rubber. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. 7-3 now. There's a strike into Sparks. All right, so nice response there on that first pitch. Two runners in scoring position. You would love to leave them there and then try and add some insurance in the ninth. A one pitch. Chopper towards third. Vasquez on a high hop has it. The throw to first off the bag. Seymour's tag misses Sparks and he's safe. And a run scores at 7-4. Seymour off the bag tried to tag Sparks as he was running by. Missed. And now the inning keeps going. Oh, man, you were hoping that that was it. Vasquez with a little bit of a stutter and a hitch as he was throwing towards first. And that's the first error of the game, but it's a big one. It brings in a run. Runners on the corners for Noah Campbell, and the first pitch to him is outside for ball one. So now the tying run is at the plate here in the bottom of the eighth. The Shuckers have two in the inning. They've pulled within three. There's a breaking ball for a strike, backdoor slider. Two balks, two hit batters in the inning, an error. It's just been a tough inning. The 1-1. Runner goes from first. Throw down by Piper. The tag. He's safe. The throw was a missile, but it was too high, and Tanner Murray had to get the tag down and was late. So now two in scoring position again. Stolen bag for Sparks. Two balls and a strike to Campbell. Next pitch outside. Campbell walked in the fifth. He's 0 for 2 outside of that. Did hit a ball hard in the last inning up the middle that was caught by Williams. First base is open for this 3-1. And that nearly hit Campbell. It gets away. Throw to the plate by Piper also gets away. Seymour scoops it up. Another run has come in, and it's 7-5. And you've got to think about potentially making a change here. Askew has struggled. Walks Campbell, and with the wild pitch, brings in a run. Had a chance to get out of the inning, but the error from Vasquez keeps it going. Runners back on the corners again, and now the tying run is on base. Three runs in the eighth for the Shuckers. Eric Brown up for the fifth time, and he doubled in the last inning. Pops one up. Here's a chance to get out of it. Murray backing into right field. Charging in. Schnell calls him off, and he drops it. One run is in. Here comes another to the plate. The throw gets away from Piper, and we're tied. Over to second goes Eric Brown Jr. Schnell called off Murray, and the ball just dropped right past his glove. The second error of the inning. And we are tied in the eighth. Five runs for the Shuckers. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that one. Murray backed off at the last second. He didn't hear Schnell because the crowd was so loud. Now Rodriguez up. First pitch to him is a fastball outside. And the leading run is on second with a fast Eric Brown Jr. I mean, that's just a straight E9 and right. The pitch, a slider for a strike, 1-1. Five runs in the inning. The Biscuits have had two separate chances to get out of the inning. An error by Vasquez at third, a drop by Schnell in right. Two hit batters, two balks in the inning. I mean, everything the Shuckers needed to tie this game. Slider misses up, 2-1. And it's everything this crowd also needed to get themselves back into the game. 2-1 pitch. Slider misses way outside. There is activity in the bullpen. I think a walk here brings a pitching change. This is the ninth batter of the inning. Tied up at 7. Five runs in the inning for Biloxi. 3-1. It is a strike just on the outside edge. Crowd doesn't like it, but it was there. Payoff pitch coming. Askew ready. Here it is. It misses inside. It will walk Rodriguez. Fourth free pass of the inning. And Bowles is on the top step. Here he comes. Not what he was hoping for in his first game as manager of Montgomery for what has really just been a collapse here in the eighth inning. Still tied, though. Can't let this one get away from you. Askew is done. Southern orthopedic surgeon called the bullpen coming. We'll step aside. It's all tied up all of a sudden here in the eighth inning in Biloxi.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life. Your goals. Your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Our locally owned ACE stores are committed to helping our neighbors and our communities. And because we're in the neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in-store or online for whatever your home or yard needs. Choose from top brands like Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, and Benjamin Moore. Then pick up in-store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your home. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know how to help. See acehardware.com for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Capital City Ace Hardware of Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Let's get back to Biscuits Baseball, brought to you by ASE Credit Union. This is Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
Well, things have not gone right in the eighth inning for the Biscuits, and Alfredo Zuraga, the right-hander from Venezuela, is called on to clean up the mess in what will be a second-ever double-A appearance, mostly pitched for high-A Bowling Green last year, the 23-year-old righty. We'll have Brock Wilkin, who led off this eighth inning with a single. Well, I mean, how can I describe this five-run eighth that has tied the game at seven? Two errors where the Biscuits could have been out of the inning. Two hit batters, two walks, two balks. I mean, it was a perfect storm for Biloxi and an absolute nightmare for Montgomery. And now they've just got to try and get out of this inning and try and take the lead back in the ninth. They have not trailed in this game. Zuraga's first pitch to Wilkin is a breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball one. Wilkin 2-for-4 tonight. The crowd, as you can imagine, back into the game. Two runners are on, first and second, including a very fast Eric Brown Jr. at second. 1-0. Slider low and away. Things were cruising for Montgomery. They were up 5-0 after 5, 7-2 after 7. But now we're tied up in the bottom of the eighth. Two-oh pitch. Fastball. It's a strike. So how do you respond if you're Montgomery? Everything was going right here on this opening night, but you could still win this ball game. Got to get out of things here first. Carson Williams is leading off the ninth, so that's a good sign. 2-1 pitch. Hot shot grounder. Vasquez sliding, spinning, has it, throws to second. He got the out there just in time. And the crowd doesn't like it, but I think the throw was in time. Vasquez spun when he got that grounder and stumbled for a moment, finally threw to second, and he gets Rodriguez there. Thank goodness. Five runs for Biloxi in a messy, messy eighth inning. We're all tied up at seven. We head to the ninth inning on opening night 2024.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code code OIL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OIL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OIL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code OIL25.
Play ball!
Your home for Biscuits baseball all season. Brought to you by ASE Credit Union. This is Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
Well, for those hoping for a drama-free win for the Biscuits on opening night, I got news for you. It's not going to happen. We head to the ninth inning, tied up 7-7. Five runs for Biloxi in the bottom of the eighth. And here's a hint as to how disastrous the inning was for Montgomery. Five runs off of one hit. Two errors in the inning, two hit batters, two balks. Two egregious errors, really. And as Carson Williams takes a strike from the new pitcher, Shane Smith. A lot of frustration for Montgomery heading to the ninth inning, but that's why you build up a lead. Five-run lead. So even after a disastrous inning, you're tied up in the ninth. You still got a chance to come and win it. Carson Williams has reached three times as he cuts and misses. He's doubled twice, including a two-run double in the fifth. Walked in the seventh. The righty Shane Smith made some appearances in Biloxi last year, 6'4". As he delivers another strike, 1-2. 1.96 ERA across three levels for Smith last year. It's been a heck of a 2024 debut for Carson Williams. I'd love to get him on here. The 1-2. Check swing. He holds. Crowd exploded to life in that five-run eighth inning. Next pitch to Williams. Called strike three at the knees. Fastball at the bottom of the zone at 97 from Smith. It's the 11th strikeout for this Biloxi pitching staff, seven of them from Mizorowski. And now Bob Seymour will come up. He's 1-for-3 with a couple batted in tonight. First pitch to him. He skies one out to center. Rodriguez coming in to his right. And there's the second out. If the Biscuits fail to score here, then Biloxi will have a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. Wes Clark will lead off the inning. 10 hitters came up for the Shuckers in the eighth. Here's Kenny Piper. RBI knock in the seventh. He'll take a slider for a strike. Shane Smith can pump it in there, 98 on his fastball, 0-1 pitch, low and outside. Alfredo Zuraga got the last out in the eighth inning for Montgomery. I expect to maybe see him again in the ninth, breaking ball outside, 2-1. Biscuits have not trailed tonight, but they give up five in the bottom of the eighth, and we're all tied up. Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. 2-1 pitch, fastball outside. 97 on that one. Can the Biscuits find a way to just scrape out of here with a win? Got to take the lead back first. 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Two outs, nobody on. The payoff is fouled back to the screen. Next payoff, and that's grounded hard foul down the third baseline. Third payoff pitch, and again Piper fouls it off. Fourth payoff, popped up down the right field line. Sparks jogging in for it, and he's got it by the line for the third out. 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout for Shane Smith. Shuckers have a chance to win it. Montgomery's hoping for extra innings as we head to the bottom of the ninth, tied at 7.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OIL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OIL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OIL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code OIL25. Your home for Biscuits Baseball is on Montgomery Sports Leader Sports Radio. 740.
On to the bottom of the ninth we go. We're all tied up at 7, hoping for extra innings as Alfredo Zuraga, who got the last out of the eighth inning, will go back to work in the ninth. It was a disaster of an eighth inning for Montgomery. They gave up 5 runs, 2 hit batters, 2 balks, a couple of errors. Both errors with a chance to end the inning. But still have a chance to send it to extras. And Zuraga, who calmly got the last out of the eighth, will face Clark, Murray, and Martinez Jr. here in the ninth. This crowd has exploded to life tonight. Wes Clark is 0-for-4 tonight. First pitch to him is chopped down the third baseline. It will go foul. Montgomery has not trailed at all tonight. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 on Clark. Zuraga's been the fifth arm for Montgomery tonight as he misses up and in on a fastball. Clark dancing out of the box away from it. One ball, 2 strikes. Zuraga's pitch popped up and out of play over the right side. Well, we have pushed to right around 3 hours tonight. 6:40 first pitch. This ball game's had a little bit of everything. 1-2 pitch. Fastball inside. Out at 96. It's not been a particularly clean game. Biloxi's walked a lot of hitters. Montgomery had that implosion in the eighth. But it has been a fun game. 2-2 pitch. Oh, that looked like it was right there, but it's called a ball. Thought he had him at the knees for strike three. Full count. So Zuraga will come back for the payoff. And he misses inside. Clark walks, and that's a potential winning run on first for Biloxi. Well, Clark's not a particularly fast base runner at 250. But it doesn't matter because they're going to send in a pinch runner. Freddie Zamora will pinch run. For Wes Clark. Smart move, I think, by A-Roll. Zamora stole 17 bases last year, so pretty speedy on the bases. Zuraga looks over to him, now focuses on Ethan Murray, and his first pitch to him is popped up over my head and out of play for strike one. Murray's had a nice night. He's reached three times, a couple of base hits, was hit by a pitch in the eighth. He scored a couple of runs. So Zamora pinch running at first is the potential winning run. 0-1 pitch. And that hits him. That hit Murray on the left arm. And that will move over Zamora to second. That's the guy you're worried about. My goodness, for how good Montgomery's played tonight, the last inning and a half has just been a mess. And now they're taking a look at our home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy, who I think maybe made contact with somebody or the baseball at the end of that play. They're having Andrew Stalling, the athletic trainer, take a look at him to make sure he's okay. Steve Merriman's going to take the opportunity to talk to Zuraga on the mound. And for the Biscuits, who have not trailed tonight, they are in some trouble here. They could lose on a walk-off if they're unable to scrape together some outs here. Looks like McCarthy's okay, stalling the trainer back to the dugout. Well, this has been a game of the weird and wild, but Montgomery with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth has runners on first and second to deal with, and a fast base runner on second in Freddie Zamora. You've got to find a way to get out of things here in the ninth. Strikeouts would help. Double play ball would be even better. So McCarthy's good to go. He gets Merriman from the mound. Wipes off home plate as Martinez Jr. digs in. He's 1-for-4 with a two-run single on a ground ball up the middle in the sixth. Zuraga ready to go from the stretch. Right on left, first pitch. Fastball inside. Zuraga's got to find the zone here. He's walked a guy and hit a guy so far. At least make him earn it here. The 1-0 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, and that was a big-time cut for Martinez Jr. He was trying to win it with that swing. Biloxi scored 5 in the bottom of the eighth to tie it. Now they're trying to win it in the bottom of the ninth. 1-1. Knuckler into right center field, and that will drop past the diving Snell for a base hit. Zamora scores, and Biloxi walks it off on opening night. Ernesto Martinez Jr. with the walk-off single. The Shuckers erase a five-run deficit and take 2024 opening night by a score of 8-7 over the Biscuits. And that one stings. If you're Montgomery, things fell apart really in the last two innings after dominating for the majority of the ball game. Five runs in the eighth, and then a walk-off hit in the ninth. Eight to seven, your final from Shuckers Ballpark. Biloxi over Montgomery with a walk-off single from Ernesto Martinez Jr. Tough one. We'll step aside one more time. We'll give you the totals when we come back here on the Biscuits Radio Network.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Come on, now listen to me.
You're listening to Biscuits Baseball, brought to you by ASE Credit Union. Take the game on the go with a Sports Radio 740 app. Sports Radio 740.
That's a tough one to swallow on opening night here in Biloxi. Montgomery falls on a walk-off by Ernesto Martinez Jr., the final 8-7, and that was the first time Biloxi took a lead at the very end of the ballgame. Things imploded in the eighth with five runs, and then it was the walk-off hit in the ninth. Felt inevitable with how things were going at the end of the game. Things just kind of fell off the table for the Biscuits in the eighth and ninth innings. Let's give you the totals from the ball game tonight. I mentioned the final, Biloxi 8, Montgomery 7. Montgomery 7 runs on 7 hits. 2 errors for the Biscuits, 2 key errors in the eighth inning. 8 runs on 9 hits for Biloxi. I'm collecting these totals as they come in here. 6 left on base for the Biscuits. 10 left on for the Shuckers. The winning pitcher, Sam Smith, who tossed one inning in the ninth. Alfredo Zuraga takes the loss. Smith 1-0, Zuraga 0-1 to start 2024. Attendance tonight, 4,209. Very lively crowd here in Biloxi came to see the home opener for the Shuckers. Game time exactly 3 hours here on this Friday, April 5th. So your final, Biloxi 8, Montgomery 7. A little bit of a recap of what happened. The Biscuits scored 2 runs in the third inning to start things off. Seymour with an RBI ground out. Carson Williams with a double in that inning. Then he scored on a wild pitch. Biscuits added on and had a 5-0 lead after 5. They scored after 2 walks in the 5th. 2-run double for Williams. Sack fly from Seymour. Everything was going right. Logan Workman had 5 shutout innings, 4 strikeouts in his first ever opening day start. Hibiscus led it 7-2, and then in the eighth inning, everything just fell apart. A leadoff single for Wilkin. That would be the only hit of the inning for Biloxi. Two hit batters, two balks. Askew was pulled out of the inning after not back-to-back, but two errors for Montgomery. A wild throw from Vasquez on a throw to first that would have ended the inning. Then Schnell with just a straight-up drop on a pop-up and right that also would have ended the inning. Askew leaves. Zuraga comes in, gets the last out of the inning. We were tied up at 7 heading to the ninth. The Biscuits go down in order. Wes Clark walks to lead off the bottom of the ninth. Freddie Zamora comes in to run for him, and then he scores on an RBI base hit from Ernesto Martinez Jr. They're starting fireworks here at Shuckers Ballpark to celebrate their opening night win. No celebration for Montgomery yet. They'll be back at it tomorrow to try and pick up their first win of 2024. Tough one tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here, though, on the Biscuits Radio Network. For my producer, Michael Killer Kelly, thank you so much for making things smooth on our first game here in 2024. I'm Jackson Egan, your final tonight. Biloxi 8, Montgomery 7, and a tough one for the Biscuits. They start 0-1 here in 2024. I'm Jackson Egan. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. We'll see you for 6:05 first pitch tomorrow here in Biloxi as the Biscuits try and even the series.
Time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on.
Montgomery Biscuits Baseball has been brought to you by ASE Credit Union on Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
At ASE Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 5.25% APR, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
Sports Radio 740 is WMSP-AM Montgomery, a Cumulus Media station. Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
Put like a 90% prediction on it that you slept through it, and
well,
you
thank
did.
Thank you. Well, Bart, first of all, thank you for thinking about me in a...
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of your safety.
Exactly.
First and foremost.
In a very disadvantageous... natural occurrence, right, as Caitlin Clark makes another three. But, my God, she's down. I hope she's okay. She is okay. She gets back up. So I have seen Bogus. So Bogus, by the way, anyone who doesn't know Andrew Bogus, he's been with the network for 12 years. He's one of the staples here. I've seen him get a lot more upset and hot about Mraz when he does a bit on WFAN and claims that he's never done it before, even though he's been here for 11 years, and every bit he does there, he's done on CBS. That's the first thing. And I've seen him get more upset.
Which is fine. I've done many bits on this show that I've done previous.
But you just
got to do it.
Yeah, but you don't voluntarily admit, hey, it's the first time I'm ever doing this. And I've seen
which is a bit in and of itself. credit to him for that.
I love Sean Marash. Like he's great at what he does. He's super talented, really good guy. But he does pretend like he hasn't done bits, on WFAN for the first time.
Sounds like a bit. I like that.
There you go. And the second thing is when Marash makes something up, that's what really grinds Bogus's gears. Like that's what really gets him upset. When Marash used to just make things up here and like try to pass along that it was factual and it wasn't. So I'm really surprised that during an earthquake Bogus would remain so calm, but then again, a 12-year broadcast veteran here on CBS Sports Radio and Sirius XM before this, I'm not surprised. No, but to answer your question, Bart, I was fast asleep, man. You know, what's amazing is I got a dog. He's a pit bull, and he didn't feel the earthquake, so he's a rescue dog, so he's anxious about everything, apparently not earthquakes.
Now, I'm looking through because I want to be very cautious before I say anything, but it looks like there was not a lot of damage reported. I don't see any injuries even reported. I'm insanely jealous of New York today because you guys got to say you experienced an earthquake, and it was like it was a minor earthquake. Okay, I saw one lady's inside camera where like
oh no, a picture frame fell. Oh, okay. I think some people have this fetish to, like, if we can say we had a near-death experience, we don't actually want it. We want to, like, be adjacent to it. And we can say we were in this, like, crazy thing. Like, oh, man, I can't believe. Like, you got to say you were in an earthquake. And nobody felt any damage and everybody's okay. And because it's New York, everyone's going to be all New York about it. And by that, I mean, I live in a place where we get snowstorms all the time. But anytime there's more than 6 inches in New York City, the Weather Channel goes 24/7, 365. So I've always harbored some ill will towards that. But man, you got to live through an earthquake, and you got to say you got to sleep through an earthquake.
Yeah, that's not. You know what?
I'm really jealous.
No, I'm not going to take credit for that. Like, I'm not going to be false and disingenuous about that. I mean, I slept through an earthquake. I didn't live through
it. You slept through an earthquake.
Yeah, I think
what a thing to say. When you do, like, two truths and a lie, that can be one of your things. I slept through an earthquake. Even though it wasn't, like, a big one, it was an earthquake. No, you slept through an earthquake, Chef.
I got a lot of texts about it. And I, you know, honestly, when you get a lot of texts and your phone is buzzing when you get up and you see, like, 30 missed messages, you're like, oh, my. Like, you know.
Who got traded?
Right.
What happened?
No, but, like, even more than that, you don't know if it's someone in your family.
True.
You don't know if there's an emergency with one of your friends. You don't know if there's, you know, something that breaking news happened. I mean, I know there's no breaking news that ever happens to this place in the last 24 hours, but I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. So it's just like, it's crazy to wake up to that many texts and know that you slept through an earthquake. And I guess I'm that tired these days. It's why I'm so cranky.
Well, I love it. And I would totally, I would just be so obnoxious about it. I would put in my Twitter bio, earthquake survivor.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I absolutely would.
You know what? You might put it in for a joke for 48 hours and then you remove it saying, you know what? No one gives a damn.
No, I absolutely would.
No, you wouldn't.
I absolutely would. Yes,
I would. You would leave it there in your bio, everything you've done. You would waste part of your bio saying earthquake survivor.
You don't know me well enough if you don't believe that I would.
Well,
because the people that are listening that have known me for a long time, they know 100% that I would do that.
Man.
It would be the first thing. Because I would live off this forever. I saw that there was one, I don't know, you guys quick, I mean, there's so much vendors and everything. There was a vendor that had I Survived the Earthquake NYC 24 shirts printed within an hour and a half, selling them at one of your bodegas or whatever the hell you guys think is so great.
Should I change my handle to Shep the Earthquake Survivor?
Yeah. Put in your bio. Can you do it? Put I Slept Through an Earthquake.
Okay.
Or put, no, Earthquake Survivor is funnier.
I don't know. Slept Through an Earthquake is pretty, I think that's better. I think that's better.
Now, I want Earthquake Survivor 2024.
It is funny, but here's the thing, though.
It is funny.
I can't take credit for that because that's your line.
You slept through an earthquake.
Yeah, but that's your line. Now,
I'm giving it to you. I gave it to you.
All right.
All right.
I'll tell you what. I'll leave it up for a week. If I don't get any kind of reaction out of it, I'm taking it down. Deal?
Yeah, I mean, nobody looks at the bios anyway.
Everyone looks
at
the bio. By the way, I love your bio. You're going to be able to use it forever.
You
got to change mine.
No, I got to change mine, too.
Oh, you do? Well, yeah. Okay, sorry. You don't have to change the handle, but you have to change the profile.
Oh, you
got to
change your handle.
Well, think about it. Yeah, yeah, I know. Now everyone's going to be like, why the hell do I follow this person? Who is that? Yeah.
We'll talk more about that in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
I forget. You got to change your handle. Just change your handle to Earthquake Survivor. I think that would be good.
Yeah, you might
well,
be right.
I'm glad everyone's okay. I'm glad that everyone's okay. The building's still in one piece. Oh, man, what a morning for everybody. And then to get to brag about it is really quite the thing. Wow. 855-212-4227. We are tied in Cleveland, 45-45 between Iowa and UConn. So this is getting interesting. UConn was able to keep Caitlin Clark at bay for much of the first half, dipping into some of the second. She has come alive a little bit, hitting some deeper shots. 2 of 9 now from 3 with 13 points. 2:34 to go. It's a 45-45 game. This is what we wanted. The first game, South Carolina was really too good to deliver that for us. This game's got it. We'll update you, talk some more. Coming up, CBS Sports Radio.
Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by looking at their phones while driving. There's the sneak a peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts, or the nightlighter who illuminates their car after dark. If that's you, reconsider before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the got a ticketer, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at Jackson Hewitt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Do you want to know the secret to baby brain development? It's you. Your baby's brain develops rapidly in her first few years.
Two apples on top.
So talk to her, read and sing as much as you can starting from birth. You don't need fancy toys. Play peekaboo, read a book, or just talk about your day. For more information on baby brain development, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. As a parent, it can be scary to hand the car keys to your teenager. To help your teen stay safe, be a good role model and follow traffic laws yourself. Set rules for your teen, including wearing a seatbelt, driving only during the day, and with limited distractions, including from their passengers. Finally, make sure your teen knows it is never okay to text and drive. For a sample driving agreement for teens, visit healthychildren.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. As a parent, you are your child's first teacher. Like all students, kids will make mistakes. Your goal is to encourage the behavior you want to see. Set clear expectations, reward good behavior, and withdraw privileges when needed. What doesn't work is spanking. It only increases the risk your child will be aggressive. For more strategies on child behavior, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Elmore County Food Pantry and Elmore County Food Pantry Thrift Store are in need of volunteers. The hours for the thrift store are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. They also need help on Mondays with pickups. The pantry needs help on Wednesdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. On Facebook, visit Elmore County Food Pantry and Elmore County Food Pantry Thrift Store. The website, ElmoreCountyFoodPantry.org, or give them a call at 334-567-3232.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We cover the SEC. Listen mornings to Sportsline through the middle of the day with Three Man Front. Montgomery Sports Radio 740 and the Sports Radio 740 app.
You're cruising down the highway, my voice blasting over the radio. You're in the zone, living the dream. Suddenly your car sputters, coughs, throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills. The dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Call CarShield right now. Here's the number, 800-898-6155. Or go to carshield.com/livein. The offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more. All for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles and rental options. 800-898-6155 or visit carshield.com/LEVIN. Join millions of customers like me and call CarShield right now and then you'll save 20%. Call 800-898-6155 or visit carshield.com/LEVIN. 800-898-6155 or carshield.com/LEVIN. Call now.
Sports Radio 740 is WMSP-AM Montgomery, a Cumulus Media station. Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740.
You're listening to The Bart Winkler Show on CBS Sports Radio. Live from Milwaukee, here's Bart Winkler.
CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. I'm Bart Winkler. David Shepard's here. Pete McCarthy on the updates tonight. Iowa 51, UConn 49. Iowa looking to pull a David Shepard and survive this earthquake that UConn put on them in the first half. Looks like we're going to be tied heading into the fourth quarter, unless my TV is behind. All right, I'm going to watch out this possession.
Right.
Tied. Clark missed another three?
Almost.
Oh, she gave it up, and then she missed a three. Okay. 51-51 going into the fourth. Come on, I need Iowa to win tonight for the show, because if Iowa wins, I can do the topic as Caitlin Clark, the greatest of all time, if she wins a title. And then if they lose, I can't do that topic. Yeah,
can I give you a simple answer before you even engage in this topic?
Sure.
Okay. How many? Oh my God. Are you watching this? You watching this, Bart?
The game?
Yeah.
Oh, Sudeikis is there.
Oh God.
Oh, and he's wearing one of those Bruce Arians hats.
Can they stop pushing him out so much when it comes to women's college basketball? Like, just because he's an A-list celebrity doesn't mean you have to show him every chance you get. Women's college basketball is doing fine without Ted Lasso. Thank you.
I'll say this. I don't like that this is the women's college basketball tournament and we're featuring Jason Sudeikis. He's a man. I'd like to attention on the women.
I don't have a problem with featuring, like, if the Knicks feature Spike Lee, right, or the Lakers feature Jack Nicholson, like, they're staples there. They are as
well. I also don't want to see women root for the NBA, so it's a fair. I'm just kidding.
I think it's great that women vote, root for the NBA. I think it's great that men root for the WNBA or women's college basketball.
Yeah.
But you don't have to shove Jason Sudeikis down our throats just because he's attended two Iowa games.
Wow. So what do you hate seeing on TV more, Jason Sudeikis here or Taylor Swift at Chiefs games?
See, it's different because Taylor Swift, now I know some people think it's manufactured and it's orchestrated and it's...
I read an article today that Kelsey wants to wife her, and she's not ready.
Who was it by? TMZ? Was it by?
No.
Okay.
It was, but.
Right, but it doesn't sound like a legitimate, reputable website. Otherwise,
it does sound like that would be something like, well, of course, Travis Kelce. Who's he going to, like, this is it. Taylor Swift can still do better than Travis Kelce. As great as Travis Kelce is.
You ready for
she could. She could have.
You know what? This is where my wiser mind prevails at 37 years old. I was going to say something, and I'm going to back away
from
it.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm not going to say anything.
Don't say it, because you're wrong.
I think you know where I'm going with this.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
No. Yep. I'm not. No, this is not something you say on the air. But
I know it's not. That's why I don't say it.
Right,
also, you're wrong.
No. I'm not going to give anything away. I'm not going to insinuate anything right now. But let's just put it this way. There are laws, okay, and
laws.
I'm just going to leave it at that. There are laws, and never mind. I'm not going to say anything. I'll tell you off the – this. I'm very honest and upfront about everything on the air, but there are some things you have to respect that you can't say on the air, even though we all know it's true. So I'm going to tell you off the air. But the reason I'm going to – but the premise of it is –
you think he wants her money?
That's not what I'm going to say, Bart.
I didn't think so either.
Right.
I don't know why you went law way.
Because when I tell
let's
you,
let's move. We'll move off.
Okay.
Of it. We'll move
okay,
off.
Okay. Fair enough. Now.
Hey, everyone. We're going to save the good show for off the air. You get relegated to this garbage.
If someone wants to DM me about this, I would gladly be honest. It's just not respectful to our airwaves.
Hey, someone DM Shep what he wants to say. And then screenshot the DM and tweet it.
No, thank you. But going back to your original question, Breonna Stewart won four national championships, won four outstanding Player of the Year awards. Diana Taurasi, multiple time champion. Sue Bird, multiple time champion. They were both multiple time Players of the Year in college basketball, so they weren't just riding the coattails of a great team. Caitlin Clark is going to be the most important player in the history of women's college basketball. You can make an argument that she should be the most celebrated player, considering she's doing it at a university that is not accustomed to being, you know, associated with basketball. And she does take up so much of that offense, both as a passer and a scorer. But, Bart, you can't tell me she is a better player than Cheryl Miller, or she's a better player than Cheryl Swoops, or Cynthia Cooper, or Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Breonna Stewart.
Well, I can't tell you that, because I didn't watch a lot of them.
Well, I can tell you. She wasn't.
You were a 13-year-old kid watching Cheryl Swoops?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've watched
basketball since the 1992-93 season when Michael was putting up 55 against the Suns in the NBA Finals. I will also tell you that Maya Moore is a better basketball player coming out of college than Caitlin Clark was.
I think one thing that would be something like I always try to think of, like if I was in a debate class and I was assigned, you know, have this debate. And Breonna Stewart was talking today and she said that, yeah, Caitlin Clark needs to win one. And she would know she won four. I think the angle that I would take is the records, like all the different records that Caitlin Clark has. And that's the angle that I would take. So I do not have a qualified answer for this question. But if I were to argue on Caitlin Clark's behalf, I would talk a lot about the records.
Fine, Bart. But then by that logic, we have to be consistent across the board. Pete Maravich would then be the greatest player in the history of men's college basketball because he is the runaway favorite for the all-time scoring king in the sport. And no one has Pete Maravich as the greatest basketball player to ever play in college, and you know it.
I mean, I don't think about this passionately like you are. Okay. I'm just saying how I would debate it.
Okay, fair enough.
If I was, I'm not like this is not the hill I'm dying on.
Okay, but I will say this: if you pose this question, I trust our audience enough that they are not going to be prisoners of the moment, and I don't think there's anyone that's going to tell you Caitlin Clark is the greatest player of all time in women's college basketball.
I would think that they probably wouldn't either.
All right, good.
But I think, you know, I liked what you said about maybe the most important because what she's done and you know, the fan she's brought in. And we'll see, again, how the WNBA will pick up off of that and then how the women's college basketball will pick off the next year. In terms of some of the most important men's college basketball players ever, I think Johnny in Atlanta wants to talk about who the most important men's college basketball player ever is, and that would be Bronny James. Yeah. Hey, Johnny.
What's going on? Hey, was it really an earthquake in New York or all the Knicks fans that Bronny James wanted to the NBA on draft?
Yeah, the news of that caused an earthquake, yep.
Yeah, but so I guess you only got to average 5 points and one assist a year. I mean, one assist and come off the bench to be eligible. It's just I'm getting –
Well, he's still entering, but still has a toe in the water for also being in the transfer portal. So there is still a chance we see him in college next year. But he's also saying, "Hey, if I can get drafted, I would come out."
And that's what I'm saying. And if he gets drafted, that means that kid from Kansas State who's in the G League, he ain't getting a roster. So I'm sick and tired of. Oh, his dad turned the NBA into daddy ball and brother ball, just like in Milwaukee. They're not just taking up a roster spot for somebody who really earned it.
The way some of you guys care about the 15th spot on the roster, man.
Thanasis
is a great ball of energy. Man, and he's like, you need guys like that on the team. You need hype men on the team.
Man, no.
I'll stand up for Thanasis till I can't no more.
You taking up a spot for somebody who really worked hard for it, and not because he knows somebody related to somebody. And I want to talk about the Caitlin Clark. Yeah, she's not the best women's college basketball player. But on the other hand, you talking about you need to change the pay scale for her? She haven't won anything. A few weeks ago, Shep was talking about, hey, we need to get her paid more. But they're going to say she's not the best women's basketball player. You ain't do that for Maya Moore?
Well, I think what we're going to look at with Caitlin Clark is – she will bring more – Johnny, thanks for the call. She will bring more viewership, eyeballs, attention to the WNBA. And so the way that, again, we talked about this the other night, so I don't want to give you guys a rerun, but the way that women get paid more in the WNBA will be is if more money comes into the WNBA. And Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and, you know, everybody coming out of this draft, they have a chance to make that happen if the WNBA capitalizes on that. Now, for Bronny James coming out to the draft, I think there's a lot of people that are going to scoff at that. He didn't play a lot in UConn. Musselman said, we'll have him. Well, we'd love to have him here at USC. There's still like a transfer. I saw the odds on where he could end up transferring because he could still play in college. Ohio State's an option. Oregon's been an option. Duquesne, LeBron's teammates, the coach, Duke. SMU actually has 7-1 odds. Akron, North Carolina, there's some teams in there. What's interesting about this, and this is something I've been talking about for a while, is Bronny James, and this is going to be huge in this year's draft, which a lot of critics, experts, what have you, are saying this is the worst draft they've ever seen, like in terms of the talent coming in. And there'll be some guys that play well, and there might be an all-star or two in the bunch. But in terms of the draft picks this year do not mean as much as they might in other years. So if Bronny James is actually going to get drafted, now, if his name was anything else, would he still get drafted? Maybe. I don't know enough about these 60-some guys that are going to get drafted to give you an honest answer there. From what I've seen, maybe number 55, maybe 56, maybe 57, maybe in the back end of that second round. Although, isn't the NBA draft expanding? No, they're doing two different nights. Yeah, that's stupid. That's dumb. But, it'd be good for the show because we'll have two nights to cover it. But the fact that it's going two nights, I think, is kind of dumb. But if you're drafting Bronny James, the question I think is, if you draft him, you think there's an outside shot of getting LeBron at some point, maybe even next year. And so how many draft picks is that worth? If you draft Bronny James and you know that drafting Bronny James will give you at least a year of LeBron, who would then opt out and play where his son is for a year, he's the number one pick, right? You're essentially getting the ability in the draft to draft a year of LeBron. If you know LeBron's coming with Bronny, is Bronny not the number one pick? Now, if you're not sure if he's coming with Bronny, then where is he? Because there's a lot of these teams in the NBA draft. Let me just look what an NBA draft, what the projected draft is supposed to be like. But some of these teams are like, they've been so downtrodden. Like, what's going to stop the Wizards? What's going to stop the Hornets from saying, like, oh, man, we've sucked for so long. The core of our team is not going to be good anytime soon. Let's at least sell some tickets and get LeBron James in here and maybe elevate us to the playoff ship.
Well, here's the thing, Bart. If you want to talk big picture, first of all, to Johnny's point, he's right about Bronny 100%. When you talk about a guy that averaged 5 points per game, not even 5 points per game, by the way, 2 assists per game, and USC sucked this year. They were the second worst team in the Pac-12. They were 1-4 against top 25 opponents. And by the way, the best feature of his game is, assists, and he averaged 2 assists a game. Like, Bart, he can't even play in the G League right now.
Well, you're not drafting Bronny James for Bronny James.
I understand.
Maybe
that.
Some long shot potential.
Yeah.
But the LeBron factor, I'm just wondering much of it is a factor.
But you know this being such an avid Milwaukee Bucks fan. Like, Thanasis is not going to embarrass himself on the court at the end of a game. He's an NBA caliber player. Doesn't mean he's a productive one.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
He can play in the NBA. Like, he doesn't get completely wiped off on the floor. Bronny James.
He fouls a lot. I mean, that's a
problem. There's a lot of those guys, though, right? But Bronny James is strictly in the NBA because he would be LeBron James' son. Where Thanasis got the edge over another guy, similarly, his build, his skill level, because he's Giannis's brother. There's a big distinction there. And if I'm LeBron James, at this point, what I'm saying is, I don't want my son in the league unless he makes it on his own merit. Because that's adding extra pressure to Bronny James, who is going to be the butt of every single joke if he's in the NBA because he's daddy's boy. You don't need that in your life. There's no good that comes from that. Come in the NBA, if at all, when you're ready. He's clearly not ready. And this is where my respect for LeBron would go up if he comes out and says, look, I don't want my son playing in the NBA unless it's best for him. And I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, because
cares more about his legacy and playing with his son, and you're number 22.
I think LeBron really wants to play with his son. And so, like, if you look at it from that standpoint, like, that's really cool. For LeBron to play with his kid, that's really, really cool. I think for me, if I was in this position of being a, you know, all-NBA superstar and my kid was coming out, I would really want to play with my kid.
No.
But I would have,
but that's for you, Bart. Bart, but
well,
that,
well,
but
no,
that,
I didn't finish. I
right,
got to finish.
Right.
But I would also be like, it's not about me. Like, I would really want to play with my kid. Really, really badly. But it's, if for me as a dad, I'm not telling anyone how to dad. But for me as a dad, I would think that, to what you were saying, I agree with you.
Good.
Is this best for my kid? And if the answer was no, I'd say, suck it up, kid. I'm in charge. No, I'm just kidding. I would. It's really hard, you know, to not be selfish sometimes, but you got to do what's best for your kid. And ultimately, what I think is going to happen, I don't think he's going to go into the draft. I think he will play in college another year.
Good, good, because you don't want to be a publicity stunt. You don't need that in your life.
And the James family does not need that. I don't think.
Correct, because you're right, Bart. To your point, look, however you want to slice it, this is one of the three greatest players to ever pick up a basketball. There has been nobody like LeBron James in terms of his long range dominance. And when I say long range, I mean the longevity of his career. There's been no one like this in the history of sports. Remember,
right.
Brady was never great early on. He was a winner, but he wasn't great. LeBron was great from day one, while Tom Brady was a backup. So, what
and then to do it for 20 years
and
still be at this level,
right? From
where
a single,
not only is he a top 20 player now, he could be a top 40 player for another 5 years.
If he wanted to. And by the way, I mean, you know, Brady had a very stable upbringing. LeBron James will be the first to tell you he had his share of struggles. He didn't come from the most economically fruitful background. He grew up in a single-parent household. It's one of the most remarkable stories, and when you consider how much he does for education with the I Promise schools, everything this guy has touched has turned to gold. Why ruin his legacy by having his son play just because he thinks it's cool to play with your son and then have your son's future be ruined because of it?
Yeah, I think it's a fun story to, like, talk about. I do think that even if Bronny is like a surefire first-round pick, let's say he goes back to college and he's for sure a first-round pick, I still think there is a conversation to be had about how many draft picks is it worth. Because even if Bronny gets drafted, I still think LeBron wants to play for him. I don't know. We haven't heard Bronny's angle on that. And maybe, like, he doesn't want to say it because, you know, you don't want to let down dad or whatever. My gut feeling on this is that Bronny still plays another year in college.
Good. Good. Because, Bart, if he's a first-round draft pick, we're having a different...
That doesn't mean he's gonna. That's just right. That's just one guy's
We're having a much different... If he's one of the top 50 players in college basketball, and he's a borderline second-round pick, and then he gets picked in the first round because of his last name, I understand that. But he is so far removed from being an NBA-caliber player at this point. Like,
this is different. This is different than just getting picked for your last name. This is getting picked because you could also bring in the guy who shares your last name. That hasn't happened before.
I get that. Right. And that's what makes it so unique. I understand that. But you are, and you get what I'm saying. You're propping up LeBron for 1 year. So then you can make an absolute joke of this other individual who's got no shot at lasting in the NBA once his dad is gone. That's my point. And I will say this, Bart. Something that needs to be brought up is that he did suffer very severe cardiac arrest over the summer. So what his camp is putting out there, I'm not saying he's doing it, but people that represent him is making clear he would have been a lot better if he didn't spend those few months recovering.
Well, then it's probably for the best that he goes and plays another year of college.
Correct.
And I'm with you on that for sure. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Getting good in Cleveland, Iowa 66, UConn 62, 3:43 to go. We'll have the latest on that. Hear more from you guys, 855-212-4227. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Say, for the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering high-quality supplies and solutions for every single industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So, call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop on by. Grainger.com.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over a million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. As a parent, you are your child's first teacher. Like all students, kids will make mistakes. Your goal is to encourage the behavior you want to see. Set clear expectations, reward good behavior, and withdraw privileges when needed. What doesn't work is spanking. It only increases the risk your child will be aggressive. For more strategies on child behavior, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Montgomery's local morning sports show, Sportsline. Miss anything? Catch the replay in the afternoon on Sports Radio 740.
It's the Bart Winkler Show. Heard nighttime and nationwide Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, this Nika Moule is a star. She's been guarding Caitlin Clark all night. She went back to the locker room earlier in this half, and she just drained her third three for UConn. Iowa was up four with 56 seconds to go, crossing the center line, and then the ball got taken away. Really sloppy pass. Ball gets taken away, and she pulls up for a three. And it's a one-point game with 30-some seconds to go. So we will have the finish pretty soon here. Although 39 seconds in college might be a while. But we will have the finish pretty soon here. 855-212-4227. Greg is in Michigan. Greg!
Oh, Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, real quick, they're calling Mark Ryan a junior Mr. Positive in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Want to say
big things
to
in Detroit. Big things.
Oh, this is exciting. I can't believe Caitlin Clark can dribble the way she does. She's like a little miniature Irving and Steph Curry. And real quick, Chef Baby, please make sure your little baby pit bull doesn't bite your little face off. They can get a little aggressive, can't they?
If you train them properly,
they don't
Greg.
Stop.
By the way, I want to go back to Mark Ryan for a second. He's really doing things in Detroit now, huh?
Yes, he is. He's got a lot of energy, and oh my God!
So he's making Bart Winkler proud.
Well, he is, but is he your new Chris Cuomo? Because you stop mentioning Chris Cuomo every night.
Well, no, Chris has been great. I was on again.
Chris must be on reruns this week.
No, he's live.
Okay.
But no, he's got a lot of energy, and he really knows how to take over a radio show. Let me tell you. He was with Jeff Rieger today, and the Red Wings won. And
he loves Detroit. He tweets about it every second. So I mean, I'm so happy for Mark.
Oh my God!
Did you mention Bart as much as you do Mark?
What did you call about Greg?
Oh, LeBron James.
You know what I would? You know what we need? You know what we, Greg? You know what we need?
Yes, sir.
Think of this show as a house, okay?
Yes,
and when you come into the house, I want you to come right into the living room and sit down on the couch and start talking to me. I don't want to take off your coat in the you know, porch. I don't want you to take your shoes off. I don't want you to just get on the couch and give me your point.
You got it.
All right.
I apologize. LeBron's going to go far. Hopefully they win. And Iowa, Caitlin Clark better win. I don't think she
can beat
Shep, South
don't ruin
Carolina.
This for me. I'm behind you, so don't say what happens.
Okay, I won't. We won't.
There's 10 seconds left, and UConn's going to inbound. And I won't ruin it for people that might be behind on the stream.
So I'll see
what happens, and then I'll say it a little bit later. So nobody ruin nothing.
Okay, we won't say anything.
Hey, I can hear. God, Greg, I can hear the TV. Did UConn make a shot?
Nope.
Are you lying to me?
No.
He's not lying.
Something happened. You're going to like it.
He's not lying.
What happened?
Chef Baby with his beautiful ponytail and his
everybody agree. Everybody agreed. And then I hear the announcers going crazy off the TV.
No. I'll turn the TV down. I'm watching. It's awesome. Oh, my God.
Well, what happened?
Wait. Okay, we can't tell you. Wait,
do you want to know what happened, or do you want to watch?
Well, I'm watching it now. Is it a travel? I'm
watching it.
You'll see.
This is cute.
Marshall got hit. Oh, okay. Offensive foul.
Offensive, yeah. Do you think Iowa can beat
So now we got to do, we got 3 seconds left. We got to get free throws here?
Yeah, I think so.
So obviously get it to Clark.
How great is this coach from UConn? I guess he's won like 10 times.
He's pretty
Scotty
good.
Bowman and then Jackson. And
anyway, did we get to your point yet? Now we're like hanging out in the basement,
okay,
having a couple of pops, playing Mario Kart.
Love you guys. Everybody go for your dreams and be good to yourself.
All right. Bye, well, Greg, thanks for coming over. All right. There is Greg in Michigan. How about that? I hear pandemonium. I think I – this sucks. I feel bad that I'm rooting – I think I'm rooting for Iowa. I think I'm rooting for Iowa.
Everybody is. Everybody is.
I know, but that what sucks is that, like, there's all these great programs, and even going back to West Virginia or Colorado, but, like, UConn's just got to be a part in the way of Iowa. You know, LSU's just in the way of – but this is the story in college basketball this year is Caitlin Clark's redemption story and trying to get to the national championship, and she's going to have to go against the undefeated team to do it. I mean, that's what women's college basketball wants. That's going to draw a number. I think we had, what, 12 million people for Monday's game, about 12.6. I don't know that this does that because there was the LSU component to it, but I would still guess, mark this down and we'll circle back to it. I would still guess we get about 10 and a half for this. And then should Iowa win, we'll get over 12.6 on Sunday. I think we can beat that number, even though would it do more of a number at night? Would it be better in the day? I'm not entirely sure, but I think that people will tune in. Because if UConn wins, I'm going to be very invested, but I'll probably like check the score. I'll probably go to the zoo. My wife and kid are going to go to the zoo with some other family or the mom and kid. And if Iowa wins, I think I'm going to have to stay home and watch, right? We've got 1.1 seconds. Clark missed the second one. So we have a jump ball, which is Iowa's ball. So it's going to take a miracle now for UConn to win this game, right? They're going to have to get the ball somehow, call a timeout. There's only 1.1 second. She knocked it off of UConn's this game's, I mean, it's
Paige,
it's all
Paige Beckers. She that's a
that
brilliant
was Beckers.
Play. Yep.
Yeah, Clark saw Becker standing in front of her, but she was turned around. So Clark threw it off the back of Beckers. It goes back out of bounds. So that took a whole second off the clock. They might review the time, but that pretty much ended the game. Are we going to have a finish here? They're going to look at this. Again, I'm not doing play-by-play because that's illegal.
You weren't kidding about the 39 seconds takes forever, by the way.
I know. Well, the other night was obnoxious with the timeouts. When they called a timeout up 7 and then they just inbounded the ball and LSU didn't foul, that was kind of incredulous.
So they're saying points, they're putting, look, the 0.7 should be put on that clock right now, not 0.3, not 0.1.
And they went to 0.3.
That's a very favorable call for Iowa. Very favorable.
We're just going to ride this out now, so everybody just I mean,
okay,
I could
they put 0.8 back. That's more correct.
Oh, we got the 0.8. Okay. All right. And again, don't spoil me because I'm behind.
I won't.
So if I'm behind because I'm streaming,
right.
If anybody's also listening via streaming, they're probably in lockstep with
me.
Oh,
no. Overtime, are you kidding me?
All right. Iowa has won 71-69. They are going to the championship game against South Carolina. We will have our reaction to this coming up right now. I'll just pause 15 seconds just to let Pete finish the sentence. Oh, I'm sure this guy's a pro. I'm sure he had every sentence.
He is the pro. He had every sentence
ready to go.
It's one of the best we have, by the way.
Pete, you good? You don't need any sentences? Any editing?
Nah,
you're all good?
I just wing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I was doing updates, I would write them out, and then I just decided I'm going to pull up 5 box scores and just wing the hell out of this thing. And they sounded a lot worse, but it was a lot less work for me. So it was a lose-win, I think.
You learn to go tab to tab on Chrome, then you're ready to go.
Yeah, there's the good stuff. All right, Iowa has won. More on this. Let's go to Pete McCarthy.
Sports Flash.
Well, Bart, this sentence was already written. This report sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Caitlin Clark went the whole first half without hitting a three-pointer, and the Hawkeyes were trailing UConn by 6 at the break, but Clark managing 3 triples in the second half. Not
exactly the performance she had against LSU, which she scored 41. But Clark, plenty good enough, did everything. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, a couple of steals for good measure. And Iowa is moving on to the final. A 71-69 win over Gino Auriemma and the UConn Huskies. And Iowa will have a challenge in that national championship game. They'll be taking on undefeated South Carolina, who coasted into the women's hoops.